am I really worth receiving this goodness? Am I worth receiving this love? Am I worth receiving this interest in my life, this care for my life?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
On today's program, if we get nothing else, we are hoping that the Spirit of God will communicate to all of us, God says, you're worth it. Not anything of us, not anything of our performance or having earned or merited it, but God, by the gift of His Son, has declared, you're worth it.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Why are you here? I'm not talking about why are you here on the planet. You know, there's 6 billion of us. We're not asking that why did God put people here to just kind of look out after things, or some people might say mess things up. But we're going to be exploring today, why are you, very personally, here? Why has God put you here?
Welcome. It's time for Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others in the real world with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our topic this week, relevant truth in a world of relativism. And later on in today's program, we'll be sneaking you into a youth pastor summit with Dr. Ferguson and our friend Josh McDowell. Let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
In our series this week, we're exploring in a rapidly changing world where reality seems to be being created by people. We're going to be exploring some real solid foundation, some relevant truth, if you will, concerning who are you? Why are you here? Why are you on this planet? Someone has said that irrelevancy is to continue to answer questions no one is asking. In our work, we're oftentimes convinced that that's a great deal of the church's problem today, oftentimes answering questions no one is asking. And yet, there's another side of irrelevancy, and that's sometimes not addressing questions that people are asking. And we would be convinced that on some level, every one of us are asking at times, why am I here? And it's very important that we explore together today, why are you here? I think you might be a little bit surprised. And Teresa, as you and I explore this together, I know you have a significant perspective on this in your ministry to ladies, and share with us a little bit about some of what you see out there as ladies oftentimes are challenged with, why am I here?
I think a lot of times women today, if they're a homemaker, they sometimes look at themselves as, well, I don't have a career. But as a homemaker, they have a very defined role of pouring their lives into those children and that husband that they're able to minister at home. And then it seems like when you're in their career place, you feel guilty that you're not at home. There's this real tug and pull. But in the career place, if you find yourself having to work and having to be out in the career or choosing to be a career woman, that you also have something that you can give to the world. I know in my daily life, I'm not, quote-unquote, a career woman, and I'm not a homemaker anymore because my children have left the nest. But as I go, I can still be in somebody's life. I can still affect somebody's life. And as I go, I can talk to the person at the grocery store. I can talk to my hairdresser, maybe the person that does my nails, the dry cleaning lady. Wherever I am and whatever I'm doing, I can put my life into somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Are you finding yourself a little bit questioning of why am I here? And maybe your children gone off to school and you're wondering what I am supposed to do in my life. And maybe you're one of those empty nesters. Now you're looking around wondering, what do I do now? That's part of what we'll be exploring today. And as we do so, we're going to be suggesting that there is a great relevant foundation that can be laid in each of our lives as we come to explore what Teresa just talked about. You and I have the privilege to so live and love that people around us are impacted with the presence and person of Christ. In my own life, on several occasions, as even Teresa has let me know her a little bit deeper, I've come to know some of the things that Teresa may have missed, things that might have been painful or hurtful in her life. There have been very significant times, amidst those sharings, the Holy Spirit has communicated to this husband, David, one of the reasons you're on this planet is to so live and love Teresa that she experiences God for who he really is. What if there's some people in your life who could benefit from experiencing God for who he really is? And one of the most beautiful ways they do it is through you. Thanks for joining us today as we explore, why are you here in a world of relativism? People creating their own reality, escaping into all kinds of imaginable, symptomatic issues. Do you need the firmness? Do you need the security of knowing why are you here? Thanks for joining us as we explore this in a very powerful setting with some young students Teresa and I have the opportunity to share with each year. You're going to be excited to experience together with us the power of 1 John 4:12. None of us have seen God, but his love can be made perfect in us. You might not see God as you drive around today or sit and listen at home or over the internet, but his love can be made perfect in you.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Be sure to visit our website today for today's free download and information on conferences and workshops, resources for parents and singles, church leadership, and more, and our list of Great Commandment Network churches. There may be ongoing marriage, family, or parenting ministries in your own backyard, or we can help you start them in your own backyard. It's all found at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Coming up next, our friend Josh McDowell.
Now, the question is, what forms our values, our belief system? Our beliefs form our values. Our values drive our behavior. You give me enough time with any young person, I can take their behavior back to their belief system. Now, most people, most parents, and it must be most youth pastors and youth workers and pastors, are mostly concerned about the behavior of our young people. Like parents are concerned that their kids will get involved in drugs and immoral sex and violence and captured by the culture and their behavior level. I think the overwhelming of youth material available for training deals with the behavior.
That's next on Great Commandment Radio. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. How-tos for experiencing the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments. Today, Teresa Ferguson, co-director of Intimate Life Ministries, on God's loving example of attention.
That God knows us, that He looks down upon us and He shows interest and concern and takes care of us, takes thought of us. That He actually entered our world. That would be a good definition of what attention looks like. And God entered our world because He took thought of us and He cares for us. And how would we do that with other people? And that's how this is so unique and so unusual, because if everybody in this world had the need for attention, God would meet it uniquely to each person. That's how individual we are.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. There is no place where relative Christianity is more challenged and more sought than in youth ministry. That's why this week on Great Commandment Radio, we're sneaking you into a 2003 Youth Minister Summit hosted by J. Strack Ministries. By the way, if you are in the youth ministry or know someone who is, have them contact www.studentleadership.net. That's studentleadership.net, about the upcoming Youth Pastor Summit at Universal Studios in Florida. In a few minutes, you'll hear Dr. Ferguson, one of the featured speakers of the Youth Pastor Summit. But first, our friend Josh McDowell.
Francis Schaeffer came onto the scene and said, "We no longer live in a Judeo-Christian culture." Now, do you ever wonder, what does that really mean? What it means is this: Judeo-Christian culture means that the values, the mores of your society are derived from the Old Testament Judeo-New Testament Christian. He said, "We no longer live where the values and the mores of society are derived from the Old and New Testament." Can anyone tell me what Francis Schaeffer said? We now live in a what? Anyone? This is why we need Francis here. Post-Judeo. Who said that? Post-Judeo-Christian culture. He said post. We're now after. We're no longer. Our values and mores derived from Judeo, Old Testament, Christian, New Testament. If Francis Schaeffer on the scene today, I truly believe he would be pounding the table on this. Hear me, folks. We no longer live and minister in a post-Judeo-Christian culture. We now minister and live in an anti-Judeo-Christian culture. You see, when most of you were growing up, especially those of you in the higher age range, I mean, none of you ever lived to be as old as Jay. Jay can remember when the Dead Sea was only sick. I'm serious. When Jay led his first teenager to Christ, the Statue of Liberty was a little girl. I mean, Jay gets the same sensation out of a rocking chair he used to get out of a roller coaster. But anyway, I got to be careful because Jay comes after me. Oh, boy. But when most of you, especially in the older spectrum of age here, listened to your pastor, was in a youth group, and at a Christian home, when you walked out, culture to various degrees, the various structures, reinforced what your pastor taught, your youth pastor taught, and what the Christian parent taught in the home. Or at least it wasn't in your face. That has totally changed now. And you well know when your young people walk out of hearing your pastor, walk out of hearing you, walk out of their Christian home, almost every value they have flies in the face of their culture, and the culture is in their face. They're spending 40 hours a week in an educational structure, and I don't care how good your school is, that's dedicated to the destruction of everything you're trying to do. That wasn't true of your parents. The same child is spending 28 hours a week. The average born-again young person spends 28 hours a week influenced by secular entertainment media. That's not post-Judeo-Christian. It's anti-Judeo-Christian. That's 68 hours a week. And one of the greatest influences in a child's life, education, against what every one of us in this room, including me, is trying to instill in young people. Folks, that's called a big problem. That's called a challenge. Second, at the turn of the century, culminating around 1920, there was a decision made by the church at large that was greatly flawed biblically. And often when there's a flawed decision or not a flawed decision, it takes a number of years before it becomes dominant in culture. The flawed decision was this: the great debate between the fundamentalist and the liberal. The liberal made the decision to go south with relationships. Out of this came the evangelical that chose to go north out of the fundamental liberal debate with truth. And here is a basic flaw. We separated truth from relationships. And folks, in a postmodern culture, that is your death knell for anything you believe. We separated truth from relationships. I had a pastor said to me, "No, we haven't." I said, "Pastor, I will put a few boxes of my books on the line here with you." I said, "I'll guarantee you, the last time somebody ever joined your church or you baptized someone or somebody joined your denomination, they will only ask truth questions." Think of your own church now. Somebody joins a church, whatever. "Do you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God?" "Yes." "Do you believe the Bible's Word of God?" "Yes." "Have you trusted Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord?" "Yes." "Welcome to our fellowship." All truth questions. When was the last time somebody joined your church and they were asked a question like this? "Do you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God?" "Yes." "How's that affected your attitude towards the poor?" "You believe the Bible is the Word of God?" "Yes." "How's that affected your relationship with your wife, with your children?" "Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord?" "Yes." "How's that affected your relationship with your neighbor, with the people you work with doing your income tax?" Folks, I'll stand nose to nose with anyone. We have separated truth from relationships. When was the last time anybody was baptized in your church and they were asked a relational question? "Well, Margaret, have you confessed Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord?" "Yes." "Then in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, I baptize." They didn't do that in the New Testament. You see, in the New Testament, even baptism meant in your behavior, sexual purity. And you were nailed on it when you were baptized. Not anymore. Why? We've separated truth from relationships. And that's like taking a knife to your own throat and cutting it in postmodern culture, where all truth is equal. All values, all beliefs are all equal. And 81% of born-again church kids say, all truth is personal.
That's our friend Josh McDowell. For more information on Josh McDowell Ministries, go to www.josh.org. That's josh.org. And don't forget to visit our website for free downloads, information on conferences, workshops, resources, and much, much more, including our network of churches. It's greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back to the 2003 Youth Pastor Summit with Dr. David Ferguson right after this.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
You can only lead people that know you. Again, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
One of the most crippling dimensions of church experience today is one-sided vulnerability, where somehow Christian leaders have come to the conclusion that a good shepherd knows their flock, but I must not let the flock know me.
Right.
And many of us, if we're not careful, will buy into that lie of one-sided vulnerability, that I'm supposed to somehow know the people, but I must not let the people know me.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. We encourage you to find out more about Intimate Life Ministries because we do many things. We help families and individuals with counseling and resources, workshops and seminars. We work with churches and especially ministry families with our Galatians 6:6 getaways. And we work with denominations. Find out more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Training those who lead and train others. That's another of our callings at Intimate Life Ministries. We take you back to the 2003 Youth Pastor Summit at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. It was hosted by our friends at J. Strack Ministries. I'll give you information on their website at the end of today's program. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
Here's the first crossroads we're going to look at. The first crossroads we're going to look at has to do with a test you can take with your people. I want you to imagine going back to your youth group. You ought to try this. In fact, if I were bold enough, if I was Dr. Strack, I would do this in the room. He would do this. I'm not going to make you do it. But if I were to say to you, I want you to take your Bibles and I want you to turn to the opening chapter of the book of Genesis and let's study together what the Bible records as the first human crisis. Now, I hope many of your students are biblically literate. They would take their Bibles. And I'm talking about they know a little bit about not having to look in the index for the book of Genesis. Okay? And you just said to them, turn to the opening chapters of the book of Genesis. We're going to look together at the first human crisis. Now, when the pages quieten down, notice I did not tell them what chapter to turn to. I just said, turn to the first chapter. Now, when the pages quieten down, then I want you to ask your students, where are you? And you do your own research. You see how many of them are in Genesis 3, the first fall into sin. You see how many of them are in Genesis 4, the first murder. You see how many of them are in Genesis 6, God looks down upon the exceeding wickedness of man, and it grieved God that He even made man. And after they've done that, can you imagine it might shock them to realize that that's not the first human crisis? Sitting in a Bodleian library at Oxford University some 17 years ago, I'm doing research on an old manuscript that happens to be there, and I'm looking, as I had called ahead for them to find this one manuscript, to look at this one page. They've turned this old manuscript to one page in Genesis chapter 2, and I'm looking at a Hebrew text of Genesis 2, verse 18. You might write that down. That's the answer to this question. I know enough Hebrew at the time to be dangerous. And I'm looking at these little jots and tittles, and I'm shocked as the Holy Spirit leads me to look at the words. God looked at Adam one day and says, Adam, it is not good. Because he's what? He's alone. And men and women, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, something is not good and sin has not even got here. And my emotion was pain and anger. Who has not told me this? Why have I been taught that if anything is not good, it's only because of what? Sin. Now, you'll never hear me say that sin's not bad, but here's what you're going to hear me say. The battle's bigger than you thought. People are not only fallen, depraved, we would call it theologically. They're not only fallen in sin, but you know what? They are just like Adam. They're what? They're alone. I suggest to you that one of the things my modernistic generation may have done to many of you is given you a false anthropology that people are only fallen. When in reality, they are both fallen and what? Alone.
We'll have more of Dr. David Ferguson's address at the 2003 Youth Pastors Summit on tomorrow's edition of Great Commandment Radio. To find out more about how you can attend the summit, look up www.studentleadership.net. That's studentleadership.net with J. Strack Ministries. If we can be of service to you, if you'd like to find out about a Great Commandment church near you, or workshops, resources, and of course, daily free downloads, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. More tips on relevant Christianity on tomorrow's edition of Great Commandment Radio.
If I'm self-reliant, self-sufficient, I don't have to trust you. I don't have to depend on you. I can go out and do it myself.